local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
One day closer to the weekend, a happy Thursday, February 15th, 2024. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Got a busy hour here, about 48 minutes to go, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world on this Thursday. Welcome into the program. As always, your interaction is welcomed, appreciated. 850-437-1620, the text line, and the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Don't have any time to waste right now. We'll start off with our top three stories. In Georgia today, Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis being pressed about cash and vacation she took with Trump prosecutor Nathan Wade.
The reason I consider that he did not is I gave him his money back.
And I was about to ask that.
Yeah, he called his cruise agent. Like, I think they have his card on record.
It's a little bit of the snippiness there. Wade earlier took the stand in the hearing to determine whether Willis should be tossed from the case because of their romantic relationship. Wade says they split the cost of trips to Aruba, Napa, Belize, and a cruise. Willis paid in cash, but he couldn't produce deposit receipts. Willis also said she doesn't have bank receipts, but she always has a lot of cash inside her home and used that. I guess a couple of Dave Ramsey listeners there. The police chief in Kansas City says the Super Bowl shooting started as a dispute between several people that ended in gunfire.
We have subjects detained, two of which are juveniles. And it should be noted we have recovered several firearms.
Police Chief Stacy Graves earlier today said half of the 22 victims are under the age of 16. Police also identifying the person who was killed as Lisa Lopez, who worked as a DJ on KKFI radio in Kansas City. And the special counsel who led the year-long probe into President Biden's classified documents case will be testifying publicly next month. Robert Hur will do that before the House Judiciary Committee on March 12th. In addition to that testimony, Republicans also requesting audio recordings and transcripts. Her announced no charges would be filed despite finding evidence that Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified information. He also asserted that a jury would be sympathetic towards Biden, painting him as an elderly man with memory issues. Those are today's top three stories. Austin, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, Joe?
As far as I know, not a victim of identity fraud today, so
really?
That is markedly better than how yesterday went for me.
I am lucky to say I haven't dealt with that, but I'm sure it is. I
finished off the day with some Sky's pizza to kind of make myself feel better, so that's how the night went there.
Awesome.
Road's not looking too great if you're heading towards Gulf Breeze right now.
Yes, let's see. Gulf Breeze, as you said, is looking pretty bad. If you are traveling southbound on 3 Mile Bridge, trying to get into Gulf Breeze, you're basically going to be backed up over halfway through. We had a texter earlier saying that it was standstill traffic there, and that appears to still be the case. But beyond that, there's not a ton going on that's too severe. Pine Forest Road's looking kind of difficult at this time if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, but that's pretty par for the course. And outside of that, maybe if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, you'll have some issues there as well.
Heavy rainfall and even the chance for a few strong storms. That's what we have on tap as we head through Friday and Saturday here for Northwest Florida. The rain showers and thunderstorms will begin through the late morning and early afternoon on Friday, picking up as we head overnight into Saturday morning. So Friday evening through Saturday morning is the time to stay weather aware. We could see some damaging wind gusts, and some of the thunderstorms could drop a couple inches of rain too, clearing up late into Saturday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joseph. 61 degrees right now. Overnight, mostly cloudy with a low of 51. Taking a look at our local headlines today, Pensacola police officers this afternoon are looking for a person of interest in an attempted sexual assault. Investigators say it happened at around 3:15 yesterday near Palafox and Scott Streets. The man was last seen running west on Scott Street from Julimard. The suspect was a black male wearing a black zip-up hooded sweatshirt with red designs and lettering. His photos have been made public. We've shared those to our News Radio Facebook page, And if you have any information, you're asked to contact PPD or Crime Stoppers. Also hearing from PPD spokesman Mike Wood, as the department is looking to join the Escambia Sheriff and Santa Rosa Sheriff's offices by outfitting their officers with a device that could detect drugs. It's called TruNarc, a narcotics analyzer that uses a small laser to scan drugs.
I mean, this is going to be another important tool that we could have. You know, the technology is there, and you know us, we're always reaching for technology and finding different ways to make our jobs easier and a lot more safer for our officers and the people that we serve.
And the department is looking to spend $150,000 from opioid settlement money the county received last year. Each device costs about $8,000. A pretty testy interview this morning on the Pensacola Morning News, as Andrew had County Administrator Wes Moreno on, as he does each week. And, of course, the major topic of conversation at the county level has been the controversy surrounding the EMS department after last week's letter and vote of no confidence for the EMS chief David Torsell and Deputy Chief Christopher Stevens. Yesterday, if you listened to the interview, or even if you didn't, Andrew had on the EMS union head, who said that to date, nobody from the county has reached out to them regarding their concerns.
If they want to come to the table, if they want to be reasonable, then that's fine. We'll sit down and we'll be reasonable. And you know what? And I'm not saying things are perfect, because they're not. There are things that I learned last week that we absolutely need to address, and we absolutely need to work on. And we will, and we are.
And that's, again, County Administrator Wes Moreno there. Highly recommended listen if you are have been at all interested in following this particular story. It's on available on News Radio 92.3 website under podcasts. You can search Pensacola Morning News. Also in local headlines, the city of Pensacola is targeting July 1st as the launching date for the new red light cameras. Those will be set up along 9th Avenue at Bayou, Airport, Fairfield, and Gregory, along with Davis Highway and Fairfield. Mayor Reeves says there's been a lot of misperceptions about the program, such as it's just a money grab and they'll shorten the length of the yellow lights.
I'll typically write back and say, are you planning on running red lights in 2024? Because, right, you know, that takes this conversation two different ways. Because if you're not, then what you're asking me is moot. If you are, then we have to have a bigger conversation about why it's so important for our economic development to run red lights.
City leaders say the locations were chosen based on traffic crash data from the last 10 years. FAR 20, we'll take a break there. Coming up, state and national headlines. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
For a short month, February sure has a lot going on. The big game, Mardi Gras, Valentine's, and President's Day, to name a few. So, what else can we celebrate? How about a very low interest rate and $500 cash when you finance a 2024 Volkswagen at Piedmore Imports? That's right. Piedmore Imports now offers 1.9% financing for 48 months on all 2024 Tiguan and Taos models, plus $500 customer cash. The 2024 Tiguan S from $29,101 and financing for 1.9% at 48 months. The 2024 Taos S from $24,991 and 1.9% financing at 48 months. Plus the 2024 Volkswagen Jetta S, now from $22,481 with available financing of 1.9% at 48 months. These deals won't last long, so hurry to Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rates and bonus cash from qualifying credit to CCI. Must take retail delivery by March 4th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a really interesting follow-up to yesterday's interview with the EMS Union President, Chad Stimmel. We talked with Wes Moreno, the Escambia County Administrator, and all I can say is you ought to listen to it. It was very, very interesting. We also had a chance to talk to Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department about the narcotics detection units that they want to have and ShotSpotter, why some places are getting rid of it, and the recent decision to study improving Navy Boulevard, the approach to the base, which does not look so beautiful right now. You can find all of that at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here, there wasn't a ton to report on, but the areas that we did have issues with, they were quite evident. We do have a new issue here developing, the intersection of Olive Road and Scenic Highway. We've got some backups in that area there, especially if you are heading, let's see here, westbound on Scenic Highway towards that intersection. Nothing too severe at the moment, just something that appears to be developing there. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, that's giving us backups, as it so often does. Let's see. Where you're going to experience the biggest problems, though, is, for starters, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton. We've got the usual evening traffic there. And even more so if you are traveling southbound on 3 Mile Bridge trying to get into Gulf Breeze, you're basically going to be backed up halfway over that bridge.
Heavy rainfall and even the chance for a few strong storms. That's what we have on tap as we head through Friday and Saturday here for Northwest Florida. The rain, showers, and thunderstorms will begin through the late morning and early afternoon on Friday, picking up as we head overnight into Saturday morning. So Friday evening through Saturday morning is the time to stay weather aware. We could see some damaging wind gusts, and some of the thunderstorms could drop a couple inches of rain too, clearing up late into Saturday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much. 4:26 now, Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, Senator Rick Scott is the latest to call for the removal of President Biden based on the 25th Amendment.
You know, he's a frail old man with a weak memory, and he's leading our country, commander of our armed forces, controls the nuclear code. I think it's a pretty dangerous time.
Scott says, we've always known he's been incompetent, but says it's only gotten worse with age. And, of course, if reelected, Biden would be 86 years old at the end of his second term.
And Governor Ron DeSantis says that some school book challenges have gone too far, and now he's asking that the Florida Department of Education takes action against people who are politicizing the parental objection process to weed out inappropriate books.
It's trying to obscure the reason why parents have been concerned, and they're basically trying to just confuse the issue to act like classic works are somehow not welcome. Nothing could be further from the truth.
And he lists a couple of these classics, such as To Kill a Mockingbird, Romeo and Juliet, Charlotte's Web, and Diary of Anne Frank, saying that none of them have been banned.
Florida's gambling addiction hotline has been ringing off the hook since sports betting became legal last December. Jennifer Krause with the Florida Council on Compulsive Gambling says there are only 8 paramutuals funding resources for problem gamblers.
And a portion of that funding is not even given to the issue, right? So it's paid in by those 8 paramutuals as mandated by statute.
She predicts they will get about 40,000 calls this fiscal year, which is a lot higher than the 26,000 they had the prior year. The largest increase comes from young adult men.
I find that believable. A bill that would prohibit anyone under the age of 21 from working in a strip club is advancing in the Florida legislature. A Senate committee this week passed SB 1690, introduced by Jacksonville Republican Senator Clay Yarborough. It would ban anyone under 21 from working in an adult entertainment establishment that includes an adult bookstore, adult theater, special cabaret, or unlicensed massage facility. The bill notes that these establishments are widely recognized as being a significant part of the sex trafficking network.
Florida lawmakers, at least some of them, are worried a new bill making its way through would increase the number of high school dropouts. The measure that passed a committee yesterday would provide college tuition assistance to students who didn't graduate high school. Through the GATE program, students would have to maintain at least a 2.0 GPA and complete their education within 3 years. The bill now heads to the full House floor.
And lastly, a Tampa City council member is apologizing over comments involving a black colleague, Councilman Alan Clendenin. The council's first gay member joked at a meeting last week about using the, quote, gay card to veto city sign colors. Then he asked Gwen Henderson, the council's only African-American, why he couldn't use his gay card if she could use her black card. Problematic.
Yeah, it's frowned upon. Taking a look at our top 3 stories, if you're just joining us this afternoon, the Kansas City police chief in an update this afternoon say that half of the 22 victims yesterday were under the age of 16, so confirming that they do have 3 people in custody, and it started as a dispute between several people that ended in gunfire, also identifying the person who was killed as Lisa Lopez, who was a DJ on KKFI radio in Kansas City. Today in Georgia, the hearing over the DA, Fonnie Willis, and Nathan Wade about the improper relationship, and the judge is going to decide whether Willis and Wade should be removed from the Trump election interference case. And the special counsel, Robert Herr, he's the one who led the year-long probe into President Biden's classified documents case. He'll be testifying publicly on March 12th before the House Judiciary Committee. It'll be interesting. 4:30 right now, we'll get a look at our national headlines. Sports news coming up next. Pensacola right now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. A judge in New York says Donald Trump's criminal trial will start next month, denying a request to dismiss the charges. He's accused of paying hush money to an adult film star to hide an affair.
It's election interference by Biden.
The former president reacting today in Trump's Georgia election subversion case. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is facing allegations of an affair with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. Both face questioning today. Fox's Steve Harrigan says Trump's lawyers argued he was hired while the two were in a relationship.
Brought on a former employee of the DA's office, a self-described best friend of Fonnie Willis, to testify under oath that yes, indeed, she saw that the two were in a relationship 2 years before Nathan Wade was even hired.
Wade testified the relationship started after he was hired. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks today continue to recover from an earlier in the week sell-off, with the S&P 500 notching a fresh closing high for the first time since last Friday. The Dow Industrials moved up 349 points, while the NASDAQ Composite gained 47. Mortgage rates have jumped about an eighth of a percentage point this week. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed rate today is 6.77%, up from 6.64% a week ago. Some of the increase this week is tied to the news that consumer prices rose more than expected in January. Starbucks and Bank of America today began a joint rewards program aimed at retaining tens of millions of shared customers. According to the companies, any of Bank of America's 45 million cardholders who link their accounts with Starbucks rewards accounts will get 2% cash back for purchases at the coffee chain. For every $2 spent at Starbucks, customers will get an extra star to trade in for drinks, food, and other products. That's Your Money Now.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Kyle Shanahan didn't have his team prepared for the new OT rules and pushed back on the notion that his squad can't win big games. Shanahan's offense failed in the Super Bowl, while Steve Wilkes' defense only allowed Patrick Mahomes to lead one touchdown drive in regulation, and that was set up by a special teams mistake. Wilkes was fired yesterday, and that seems unfair, because it was Shanahan's offense and not Steve's defense that was the reason as to why the 49ers aren't champs. I'm Zach Gelb.
When a cold comes on strong, try DayQuil Severe Honey Flavor. The daytime, coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honeylicious, power through your day medicine. Powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honeylicious taste, so a cold won't slow you down. Get back to your day feeling relieved, enjoying the delicious flavor of DayQuil Severe Honey. DayQuil Severe Honey Flavor soothes your symptoms with a delicious taste. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with this standstill traffic we got on Three Mile Bridge, if you're traveling southbound trying to get into Gulf Breeze, that is heavily congested at this point, and it doesn't seem like it's going to die down anytime soon. It's basically going to have you backed up over the halfway point of Three Mile Bridge there, so be sure to be aware of that. Also, if you are traveling west on Scenic Highway towards the intersection with Olive Road, we've got some backups building in that area as well. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, or traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10 West, both giving us some of the typical issues at this time. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for especially long.
Heavy rainfall and even the chance for a few strong storms. That's what we have on tap as we head through Friday and Saturday here for Northwest Florida. The rain, showers, and thunderstorms will begin through the late morning and early afternoon on Friday, picking up as we head overnight into Saturday morning. So Friday evening through Saturday morning is the time to stay weather aware. We could see some damaging wind gusts, and some of the thunderstorms could drop a couple inches of rain too, clearing up late into Saturday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joseph. 4:38 on Pensacola Right Now, taking a look at national news today. A watchdog report says the Federal Bureau of Prisons failed to stop nearly 200 deaths by suicide. The Department of Justice Inspector General report attributed it to a combination of recurring policy violations and operational failures. It's based on a review of 344 inmate deaths from 2014 to 2021, 187 of those suicides. The report notes that some facilities did not run mock suicide drills that they are required to run three times a year.
And a white woman who was accused of misidentifying as black a decade ago has lost her teaching job in Arizona. Rachel Dolezal, as she was known before legally changing her name, was let go from her job at a Tucson area elementary school after the school district discovered that she was posting adult content to her OnlyFans account. The now 46-year-old made headlines back in 2015 for pretending to be black while acting as a civil rights leader and African studies professor in Washington State.
You know, I thought that that would have been
the career ender,
at least in terms of molding elementary-aged minds, but I guess not.
Well, 2015 was right, and I know this because I'm just so young and in touch. 2015 was about the time where we were right on the cusp of, like, people started taking that stuff a lot more seriously from a social media standpoint. I mean, because I remember YouTubers saying and doing stuff back in 2015 that was far more acceptable than it would be today. So I'm sure it was controversial, but still.
Yeah. The White House speaking on the cryptic message from the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee warning of a serious national security threat.
I can confirm that it is related to an anti-satellite capability that Russia is developing.
All right, so I guess it's not a nuke in space, as what was being reported yesterday. That is John Kirby, who you heard from there, emphasizing the capability has not been deployed by Russia and there is no immediate threat to anybody's safety.
And former President Donald Trump will be spending time in a courtroom next month instead of the campaign trail in connection with a hush money case against him in New York.
The judge first rejected the request from Trump to throw out the case and then set a March 25th trial start date. Trump's lawyer was not happy in court, saying the trial will come in the middle of primary season, calling the schedule election interference. Trump himself feels the case is politically motivated.
If I were doing poorly, they wouldn't have brought it. And frankly, if I didn't run, they would have been extremely happy because they don't like me running.
Trump faces 34 felony counts for falsifying business records related to hush money payments from his 2016 presidential run. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Also, the Navy is making several changes to their appearance guidelines. Female sailors are now allowed to wear women's T-shirts and to wear false eyelashes and eyelash extensions. The Navy is also getting rid of a rule against sailors having their hands in their pockets, which had previously been covered under uniform regulations. According to the San Diego Union-Tribune, sailors made the request, seeing some of the rules as restrictive. 442, Austin, what's happening in the world of sports today?
Well, we got a lot going on in the world of basketball in particular. Starting with the NBA, we got the Bucks at Grizzlies at 7:30 tonight on TNT. And that's one of just three games. It's the only one that's nationally televised. But tonight is the last night of games before the NBA All-Star break. Mm-hmm. After tonight, regular season action will not resume until next Thursday, February 22nd. Also, police in Phoenix say that they arrested a Detroit Pistons player after a pregame altercation with a Phoenix Suns player turned violent Wednesday night. According to Phoenix police, witnesses said that an argument between Pistons player Isaiah Stewart and Suns player Drew Eubanks started in the arena's parking garage as they arrived. It then escalated when Stewart punched Eubanks. Stewart was arrested for assault, issued a citation, and released.
If he would have waited until he was on the court, he would have gotten a technical foul and everybody would have moved on.
Yeah, so. I mean, he'd just be Draymond Green at that point. Speaking of Draymond, the Warriors attempted to make a major splash at the trade deadline last week. ESPN reports that Golden State made an unsuccessful bid to trade for Los Angeles Lakers superstar forward LeBron James. Mm. Neither the Lakers nor James were willing to consider the potential blockbuster.
Interesting.
Yes. And moving on to college basketball here, we got a lot going on in both men's and women's. We got three more ranked men's basketball games tonight. Temple at number 22, FAU. That's going to be at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. Minnesota at number 2, Purdue at 7:30 on the Big Ten Network. And Pepperdine at number 18, St. Mary's. That's going to be at 10 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. Then in women's basketball, we got a lot going on. America's top team, which is 23-0, number 1, South Carolina, getting some national spotlight. They visit 15-8 Tennessee at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Shortly after that at 7, we have America's top women's basketball player, Caitlin Clark. She and the 4th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes will be tipping off against Michigan on Peacock. Clark is sure to break the women's D1 college basketball scoring record tonight as she is only 8 points away.
Yeah, that's a home game, so that'll be fun for the people at Carver Hawkeye Arena there. Just shy of 4:45, we'll get an update on our roads and weather and then move on to health, business, and science.
All right, so not a ton going on the roads, but the couple of issues we do have are quite severe. If you are traveling southbound on 3 Mile Bridge trying to get into Gulf Breeze, we've got a lot of backups there. It was described by a texter earlier as standstill traffic. It appears to still be that similar situation. You're going to be backed up basically over halfway across 3 Mile Bridge there. So if you're in that area, don't expect to be moving too far anytime soon. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Scenic Highway towards the intersection with Olive Road, that traffic light there, it is heavily backed up. Once again, if you're traveling west on Scenic Highway. Outside of that, though, Pine Forest Road is the only spot where it seems like you're going to have too severe of problems, whether it be you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road or traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10 West.
Cold weather moves out for now. Friday, a little bit easier to deal with. Low temperatures on Friday morning only in the 50s, and high temperatures on Friday near the 70s. We'll have also a small chance for rain, about 20%, spotty showers throughout the day. Higher rain chance on Saturday with highs about 73 degrees. Rain chance on Saturday sits at about 50%. Showers and thunderstorms possible. The highest chance for rain will be Sunday morning. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joseph. Health, business, and science notes today. The FDA is recalling nearly 60 products containing contaminated dairy. A national outbreak of listeria has been linked to cheese, yogurt, and sour cream made by Rizzo Lopez Foods and sold under a dozen brand names. The recall has also been extended to salad kits, taco kits, and other products sold nationwide. That's Walmart, Costco, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. The outbreak is linked to 2 deaths and 23 hospitalizations.
And smoking might be banned from outdoor dining in New York City. This week, the city's health department said it's going to amend the current law that currently tells you smoking tobacco and vaping is for outdoors. Back in 2003, smoking was banned in New York City offices, restaurants, and bars. And then in 2011, smoking was banned in outdoor parks.
Mortgage rates in the U.S. jumping after strong employment and inflation reports. The 30-year fixed averaged 6.77% this week, up from 6.64, according to Freddie Mac. It's still higher than a year ago, when the average rate was just over 6.3%. So I need to get that down.
And Elon Musk says that SpaceX is no longer incorporated in Delaware after a state court voided his $56 billion pay package with Tesla. Musk was angry after a Delaware court revoked his compensation package, ruling in favor of a shareholder who argued it was negotiated by directors who had close ties with Musk. The company is now incorporated in the state of Texas.
Some pop culture notes. Costumes, props, and other items from iconic films are headed to auction this week. Those include Hannibal Lecter's mask in Silence of the Lambs, Yoda's walking stick from Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. That would be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
And a hoverboard used by Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future Part 2. Costumes and props from Marvel, Harry Potter, Jurassic Park also available. The live auction is Friday, and it's taking place in Los Angeles. So if you can't make it to Los Angeles for the auction on Friday, you can bid absentee on Studio Auction's website.
And an off-Broadway show is going to parody the women in former President Trump's life. Five, the parody musical, will be singing about Trump's two ex-wives, his current wife Melania, his daughter Ivanka, and adult film star Stormy Daniels. The title of the show is a parody of the Broadway musical Six about the wives of Henry VIII. Michael Cohen will be the MC of a preview of the show Thursday.
You know what's interesting is I have, on occasion, as Donald Trump has gone through this election cycle and you know, he does all that, and even going back to his presidency. But I would just love to be a fly on the wall in their private conversations with he and Melania, because you never see her. And, you know, it's always just been like she's just there.
Yeah.
And there's just no connection or anything between those two. And I, deep down, I think she just despises the idea of him going back to the White House, or even that he's running to go back.
If she does like to keep to herself and stuff, I don't doubt it, because they're always going to be under scrutiny. They already are, and he's not even in office at this point.
Just all the stuff and just everything that goes on that's associated with him and everything.
Yeah.
And you don't hear anything from her, anything about her. She, you know, I think her mom or grandma recently died, and so that was the last time that I can recall in a long time seeing those two together in the same room. She's not campaigning with him at all.
Oh, my goodness.
So
Paramount's Bob Marley biopic is already setting records. I figured. It seems like a good film. Bob Marley, One Love, brought in $14 million Wednesday. That broke the record for biggest midweek Valentine's Day opening. The film starring Kingsley Ben-Adir is projected to earn $30 million in its first 6 days through the President's Day holiday.
And finally, Shakira is returning with her first studio album since 2017. The Colombian superstar announced her album titled Women No Longer Cry. It'll be the first full-length project since her public split from Gerard Piqué. Fun fact, he used to be a soccer player for Barcelona, so they were a very high-profile couple over in Europe. 4:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news as we wrap up our number one next.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just short of 4:55 here, we will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Only a few matters to bring up, but they are pretty noteworthy, so you might want to listen up for these. If you are traveling southbound on Three Mile Bridge trying to get into Gulf Breeze, you're basically going to be backed up halfway over Pensacola Bay there. It is still standstill traffic at this time because of some incidents being reported earlier. Also, if you are traveling westbound on Scenic Highway towards Olive Road, we've got a lot of backups at that traffic light there that do not appear to be dying down anytime soon. And lastly, no shock here, Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road or traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got pretty severe backups in both of those areas as well.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our forecast over the next couple of days. Tonight, cloudy, 51, 40% chance of a shower or two. Otherwise, should see mostly cloudy skies with a high of around 63 tomorrow. Showers continuing Friday night into Saturday. 52, the low tomorrow night, around 60 degrees on Saturday. Sunshine returning to the forecast on Sunday, although cooler temps, around 56 degrees with overnight low Sunday night around 35. If you're just joining us or if you haven't caught in our top three stories yet today, Kansas City police saying the shooting yesterday at the Super Bowl parade started as a dispute between several people that ended in gunfire. Half the victims under the age of 16. Three people were apprehended, also identifying the victim as Lisa Lopez, who worked as a DJ on KKFI radio in Kansas City. Fannie Willis, the Fulton County DA, testifying about her inappropriate relationship with the prosecutor Nathan Wade in the Trump Georgia election interference case. A judge is deciding whether she should be tossed along with Wade. Special counsel, who led the year-long probe into President Biden's classified documents case, will be testifying publicly on March 12th. That's Robert Hur. He will do that before the House Judiciary Committee after ruling that there would be no charges filed despite finding evidence that Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified information. Taking a look here at some wacky stories making the rounds today. Passengers of a Delta international flight may be relieved to be off the plane. There's no maybe about it. After maggots fell from an overhead cabin onto economy passengers about an hour after takeoff. The flight was traveling from Amsterdam to Detroit and was rerouted back after a suitcase containing rotten fish in the overhead bin broke open. Maggots began to fall on the unsuspecting passengers. They exited the plane after it landed, and the suitcase that caused the disruption was put in a bag to be burned.
Okay, so I'm not going to ask you questions.
Well, I mean, I have many, but...
Well, that's the thing. I don't think I have any questions that nobody else is asking. I mean, first of all, who's responsible for that?
Who's responsible? Why was there a suitcase full of rotten fish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where can I legally attack them? No, I'm just kidding. A pair of climate protesters, speaking of stupid attacks, were arrested after dumping pink powder over the case containing the U.S. Constitution.
Okay.
The vandalism took place yesterday afternoon at the National Archives in Washington, D.C. Security guards stood by while the incident unfolded, and it took several minutes before police arrived and took the two men into custody. They say the Constitution appeared undamaged and is encased in the most scientifically advanced housing that preservation technology can provide.
Nicolas Cage says, I'm not so sure about that.
Well, look, the thing is, I have no beef with, like, climate protesters. You can think whatever you want about the climate and all that. My problem is, why do that? We've seen people do the same with Mona Lisa. You're not going to harm the material, and you're just going to get arrested, if not manhandled before the arresting.
Yeah, it's just stupid. I mean, you're right. Good news. Out of the darkness comes light, right? And that was on display in Kansas City yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Trey and Casey Filter are recognized as the hero couple who apprehended and disarmed one of the Super Bowl parade shooters and say their fight or flight instinct took over. Trey tackled the suspect down and stayed on him until police arrived while Casey picked up the gun and moved it to safety. Also, Chiefs offensive lineman Trey Smith helped calm down a terrified boy by staying with him and letting him have his WWE title belt that teammates were using as part of the celebrations. Speaking with Good Morning America today, Smith said, quote, "I was thinking, what can I do to help him out? I just handed him the belt and said, hey, buddy, you're the champion. No one's going to hurt you, man. We've got your back."
That's awesome. And it's sad that a kid has to be in that situation. Kind of a bad news, good news here. Back in November, a Florida woman was gored by a bull and it broke a rib. But it ended up being a good thing, I promise, because when they were doing scans at the ER, doctors spotted lung cancer. Doctors say it could have been fatal had they not detected it soon.
And two kids from Colorado were just awarded the first ever athletic scholarships to play D1 cornhole.
Wow.
They're Jackson Remick and Gavin Haman. They were they won the first ever high school championship together back in 2021 and repeated a year later. Now they're going to play D1 for Winthrop University in South Carolina. The scholarship isn't for a full ride, but their coach says that could happen eventually as the sport at the D1 level picks up popularity, as I'm sure it will. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely.